ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Respected brothers and sisters, please accept my salam. This is a beautiful moment on my weekly routine to spend some time with you contemplating and pondering on the du'as and supplications of Imam Zain al-Abidin and the Psalms of Islam, the Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya, this great compilation of supplications by Imam Zain al-Abidin, where he teaches us, especially in the 20th du'a, on the 20th supplication, on noble moral traits and acts pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. في مكارم الأخلاق ومرضي الأفعال. And we mentioned that the very opening statement or the very initial phrase of the dua is really very important for us to understand where the roadmap of the dua is. That's why we spend a tremendous amount of time, more than maybe a number of sessions, a few sessions on explaining the general theme of that dua, highlighting the important points, and then we focus on the phrases. On the very initial starting phrase, it says, starts with sending peace and blessings to the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alih, wa balligh bi imani akmal al iman. Allah bless Muhammad and his household, and cause my faith to reach the most perfect faith. Waj'al yaqini afdal al-yaqin, make my certainty the most excellent certainty. And wantahi biniyati ila ahsan al-niyat, and take my intention to the best of intentions. And wa bi'amali ila ahsan al-a'mal, and my works to the best of works. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back to talk about the variety of intentions.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
our respected brothers and sisters, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam draws attention to the fact that people's intentions vary. They differ, right? There are different types and kinds of intentions out there, right? One intention is for performing a satanic act. You have that intention initially, inshallah none of us do, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am going to travel to that certain city, to that certain place. I'm going to go to that certain location where I am intending to perform or to commit that certain sin, that certain act of disobedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescue us from those types of intentions. Some of the intentions are satanic. According to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, One intention is for deceiving people. It's not that you are going to have an act of disobedience committed, but also you're going to invite and call for others to be deceived just like the same way you are deceived, right? You enjoy from misguiding people. You have that intention. I share that information with the knowledge that I have that this information are going to have an impact on the people to in the format of deviating them from the right path. That is also one thing that we need to keep in mind, that this is another type of intentions, deceiving people, right? Driving the other people towards the path of untruthfulness, the path of failure, the path of disobedience. That is really bad. One intention is the opposite, right? For attracting people's attention to a good deed, right? In fact, for example, I do donate money to that certain charity. I do contribute in feeding the people in Gaza, per se. I do contribute in the costs and in the expenses of my local Islamic center that I go to. All of that is good. Doing it out loud in public is not considered riya because you're what? You're doing two intentions. In fact, you get rewarded double. Why? One reward is for your action itself. The other one is that you do intend that you preach and you propagate something good and establish this beautiful tradition of, hey, you need to help out to run the center, for example. You have a responsibility in regards to the people in certain parts of the world, let's say Gaza for now, right? Inshallah, by the time we finish this dua, we finish this session, we get the news of the liberty and freedom of the people in Gaza by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is one last intention that if we take a break, inshallah, we'll talk about it.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, we were just talking about the fact that there's a variety of intentions. When Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in his 20th dua and supplication in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah says, وَانْتَهِ بِنِيَّةِ إِلَىٰ أَحْسَنِ النِّيَّاتِ, take my intention to the best of intentions and my works to the best of works. What does he mean? Right? He means that purify my intentions, because the intentions are the skeleton. The intentions are the spirit. The intentions are the core of actions. If the intentions are ruined, the actions, which are the appearance of that beautiful building, becomes a building without a very firm and a strong foundation, and it can collapse in little times of difficulties and hardships. One intention, and the last one that we want to talk about, may be weak in goodness, another moderate, and then yet another might be intense. And the best intention, what is niyati khalis? What is the pure intention? What is the best of the intentions that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon him? Is that the best intention is that a person's purpose for performing an action is solely and exclusively to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do this certain act regardless of people, greeting me or people cursing me. Doesn't matter. If the people give me a sign of applause, give me support, or criticize me, it would be of the same level of attention to me, and it would not affect my intentions. That is really a sign that my intentions are solely and exclusively to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد